So we probably picked it up every 400 meters, and then the last 200 was a sprint. But I mean, he was yelling at me, like literally.
Yeah. I mean, but you were running hard.
He was yelling at me.
So
what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, you just look. I mean, what was going through your head?
I felt better as the run went. So it honestly like did not feel bad.
Hey everybody, it's Coach Charlie. Welcome or welcome back to the Building Better People podcast brought to you by BoomFit. Thanks for listening today. And at the end of this episode, please take a moment to subscribe to this podcast if you aren't already. But more importantly, I hope the following interview inspires you to take the next step in your fitness journey. Enjoy. All right, guys, welcome back to another Coach's Podcast. And we all just did Murph. And so I thought it would be fun to kind of talk through everybody's experience with Murph. We'll start with you, Perrin.
Okay.
Hey, so you coached the first class.
Yes.
The 8 o'clock.
I've never coached Murph before.
Oh, so that was first. So tell us about that.
There were so many people.
Yeah.
And they were everywhere.
Yeah, you're kind of a newer coach since COVID-19. You know, there's like a pre-COVID coach and a post-COVID coach. You're a post-COVID coach.
Correct.
So how many people did you have?
I think there was about 28 or so in that class.
By far the biggest class we've had in a year.
Yeah, for sure.
Long yeah. Time. And how'd it go?
It was good. It was good. Most people knew exactly what they wanted to do. Most people came in with a plan. They were ready to roll.
Yeah.
Almost to the point that like controlling them was a little hard because they were so ready because we've been Murph prepping for a while now.
Yeah, it feels like we've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, so it was fun.
And then you jumped in the 9:30 class.
Yes.
First Murph ever?
No, third.
Okay.
Although last year's sit-ups, I don't know if those count. But
so you did sit-up Murph last year in place of pull-ups. And then the year before that, was it Murph?
Yes.
Pull up Murph.
Mm-hmm. Pull up Murph. And I think we have to distinguish
the two. In Virginia?
Yes.
Okay. How did the experience go this year?
Someone said this, and so I don't know how to compare it because I wasn't here, but they said this was the best weather they think we've ever had for Murph here. So I don't know if it was just substantially cooler. I don't know if it was just pretty across the board, but running the mile here is so much better than in Virginia because it's so flat here.
Oh, yeah.
the mile afterwards seemed really great.
I guess we're kind of spoiled with the flat mile. I didn't think about how...
Yeah, so that
even
part...
Even Austin would be worse.
Yeah, so it was actually the mile afterwards, I was like, oh, it's just a straightaway.
Did you Murph prep with the programming that we
did?
Okay. And... Did you have any particular goal in mind going into the workout Monday?
My goal was to not partition it since I was not wearing a belt and I knew that y'all would all give me a hard time about it. So,
you mean vest.
A vest. Yeah. So I was like, if I don't wear a vest and I partition this, they're never going to let me let it down. So... I just do it straight through, which that's the only way I've done it before anyway, so I knew I could, but my goal was just under an hour, 59:33, cutting it real close.
Hey, guys, let's give that a... Hey, come on, support, guys. Here we go. 59:33.
Yeah, so whatever.
Unpartitioned.
Yeah.
Have you ever unpartitioned?
Yes. That's the last two times. So I've never partitioned it before.
Got it.
But I've also never finished under an hour before. Well, okay, the sit-up. A sit-up Murph doing.
Now, here's a thought that I had. All of our programming was partitioned, and you unpartitioned. Did you think that maybe if you had unpartitioned in the programming, would you have been more ready or not?
I think I would have been very discouraged because I would know how terrible it is.
Okay, so break it down. First mile felt great.
I'm not a runner, so never great, but yeah it was fine.
And
was
then you go into the pull-ups.
Pull-ups were fine till about rep 60.
How'd you break those up?
I did 10s until the 50, and then it was supposed to be 5s, and I've never had my lats cramp like that in my life. I thought for sure something was wrong.
At 60?
Yeah, it turns out that's just Murph.
Wow.
So, yeah. So
did the vest maybe help?
I didn't have cramping.
Oh, you didn't have a vest. That's right.
Correction.
You
can ask one of those that later. Would it? Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
So at 60, what happened?
60, my lats were hurting so bad. So went to 5s and then I stayed pretty consistent with 5 after that. Some sets were a little better, and I was like snuck in an extra 1 or 2 just to make myself feel better. But
yep.
Yeah, not
butterfly.
Bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which I'm paying for
so
now.
So you butterflied like all the way to 100.
Yes.
Push-ups.
Awful. One word, awful.
Yeah.
I thought for sure I was going to die at some point during the push-ups.
I think the 200 unpartitioned push-ups were the worst part.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
Singles at some point?
I did sets of 5. Like, going in, I was like, I'm just going to do sets of 5. That lasted for about 80 push-ups. And then,
oh, that's good.
Yeah, and then it was awful.
Wow. Right. And then you just did singles?
Or whatever I
could. Or whatever you
could. Laid on the floor. That happened a few times.
Arms kind of by your side where you kind of put your head to the side and look just
right.
Completely.
Right. And then I looked at the people around me who, like you, had like taken off on their run. And I was like, he's going to get back from his run and I'm still going to be doing push-ups. And that did happen. You came back and I had 4 push-ups left. And I was like, God, I really thought I could get these done before he got back.
30.
Now, was there...
You also had a vest on.
Was there any cramping?
No, other than my
shoulders.
Lats hurting, I was fine in the push-ups. I just physically couldn't, you know, push up, which is kind of what it is. So that
so,
was a problem.
And then here's a little bit of a technical question. Did you go lay down on your complete body, right? Stomach, chest, everything, and then press up to your knees and then lower and press back up? Or did you go push-ups to the ground and up?
Push-ups to the ground and up. Once I laid down, I can't come back from that.
Okay. Yeah. That, gotcha. Just, and then squats.
The squats weren't terrible, but I'm always shocked at how often I feel like I need to rest. Even when I just go slow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm like that person that makes a small circle and comes back like that did anything. I think it's just in my head.
How'd you keep count in your head, or did you have a board?
I did 50s and then I would start over. Even if I was stopping at 39, I would still just finish out the 50 and then come back.
I mean, 300 is a lot just to count two and period. So you did 6 sets of 50.
Right.
And then the last mile, how
Again,
was that?
Again, the straightaway, it being flat, it wasn't that bad. But it's also one of those where now that you've already worked out for 49, 50 minutes, you're like, I just want it over with.
Did you look at the clock before you left?
I didn't.
Because you're pretty close. So
Went and hoped for the best. And not to like call him out, but Garrett was in front of me and I knew he wouldn't be able to stand it if I beat him. And he said all I could hear was every time you would tell someone good job, I was like, your voice is getting closer.
So did you catch him?
I didn't. He probably beat me by 20, 30 seconds, but I knew he was moving faster. So I just kept moving faster.
Do you know what your mile time was?
The first one?
Either one.
I don't know the second one because I don't know when I left, but the first one was about 8:20 maybe.
It's pretty impressive that you finish under 60 minutes when you're at your most exhausted state and you had to meet a time crunch.
I also just knew I didn't have to do another push-up. there's a lot of joy in that.
Okay, so now it's been 2 days. Any soreness?
Only when I've had to demo push-ups.
Okay. But other than that, you feel pretty good?
Yes, and I just suck it up for that one push-up and hope everyone saw it.
All right, we won't hold you to this, but you know we're 363 days out of next year. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
I mean, apparently I'm going to invest in a vest is what I've been told. Yeah, we'll see. There's still time.
Yeah.
You know, 360-something days,
so,
as you pointed out.
So vest next year, and then partitioned, unpartitioned.
Absolutely partitioning if there's a vest. That part's not up for debate. The vest is still up in the air. But
yeah, I gotcha. Yeah. Awesome job, Perrin.
Thanks.
All right, Bennett, you did Murph. Well, first, I think Bennett deserves a round of applause just for leading so many people through Murph on Monday. Yeah. I mean, you had what time did y'all start your groups at 6 a.m.?
I had a 6 a.m. group, then I had 7. I had Maddie at 7. That was her first time doing it. So I had a lot of first timers doing Murph on Monday. So that was cool.
And you had the
groups. A lot of people really liked it.
But,
you know, the challenge for me was just making sure that they had a version that was hard, but they weren't completely discouraged and were like, yeah, I'm never doing that again.
Yeah.
So
kind of scaling it appropriately for everybody that was coming.
Yeah.
I mean, it seemed Kenny even was talking about like the camaraderie inside of the groups.
It's cool. Yeah.
The dynamic.
I looked like Kenny wanted a little bit of a piece of it at the beginning, and then he saw how everyone's dying. He's like, yeah, no, I'm back to bench press.
So you did Murph on Tuesday.
I did it yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
And how was that?
Oh, it was absolutely horrible.
How, have you ever done Murph before?
Oh, yeah. I've done Murph several times. But
so this was...
I've never... I always prepared for it before, but this year I did not prepare for it, and I was feeling every second of
did
it.
Did you wear a vest?
No. So, I have plenty of vests right here.
So. So you went, and then you did what? You did unpartitioned, right?
No, I did 10, 20, 30.
Oh, 10 rounds of 10, 20, 30.
If I was prepared for it, I could do it. Like last year I should have done it unpartitioned. Like I easily could have done it because I was at home practicing, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Now you have been doing a little bit of running, cardio.
Well, you say that, and I planned on running yesterday, but my knee has been killing me. So I've been running with Kyle and Brandon, and my knee just can't. I don't know what
you do
it
instead.
Is. So I did the Echo bike. I did
what four, was the distance on the bike?
4 kilometers.
4 kilometers. Yeah. How long did that take?
First one I flew. I did like 6 minutes, and I was like, "Is this real?" So I did 6 minutes, and I started. You know, I felt good. The last one like 8 minutes.
And then you went straight to the 10 strict.
Yeah,
you did strict pull-ups, right?
Strict pull-ups.
Was the thought behind doing strict because these guys did, or just because?
No, I always do strict pull-ups.
Oh, you like strict pull-ups.
I like to beat. I like to see the faces on people when I beat them on strict pull-ups when they do kipping. So that's the goal. Honestly.
Did okay. So I mean, you felt good on round one, or did it already?
Oh
feel
no,
bad?
Horrible! After 3 rounds in, I was like, "This is not good."
What was
I'm
the hardest
trouble.
Of the three things?
Oh, the push-ups. My shoulder's been killing too, so they add to it. But I was like, "Okay, knee or shoulder." My shoulder's been hurting for a long time. I don't care about the shoulders; it's just gonna hurt. So,
how'd you break up the push-ups?
Fives.
Four sets
like,
of five.
I would do five, like struggle, and then I would just go to like child's pose and die, you know, cry a little bit, and just keep going. But the strict pull-ups are actually really easy, surprisingly. Like I really did not have any trouble there.
In the knee, did it bother you on the squats?
No, the squats don't really hurt my knee, but the running, I don't know what it is, but it like, and it'll swell up, and it'll like, I can barely walk on it. So I was like, okay, that's not worth it to me.
Yeah.
I want to keep squatting. Like,
yeah, so you did 4 kilometer bike, 10 rounds of 10 strict pull-ups, 20 push-ups, 30 air squats, mm-hmm. and then 4 kilometer bike.
4 kilometer bike.
How long did the whole workout take you?
It was actually perfectly 45 minutes and 30 seconds.
Nice.
So it was pretty
good. So it was probably just exact right kind of time around
I was trying to get below 50.
And compared to previous Murphs, is this, how would you rate your...
My first Murph ever was like 55 minutes, but I've done Murph 3 times in about 40 minutes, 41 minutes, but with the run. So surprisingly, you know, I feel pretty, and that was always partitioned in 10, 20, 30. So I've never done it unpartitioned actually. So
what led you to do the 10, 20, 30 over the 20 rounds of 5, 10, 15?
I feel like that's too much transition. I don't want, like,
gotcha.
I feel like I could bang out faster if I just keep it in high reps, like pull-ups, especially, like, I don't know. I feel like the pull-ups were super easy, surprisingly. So I thought that was going to kill me, but
are you sore?
Oh, extremely sore.
Arms, shoulders, chest,
everything. Like,
everything.
When I woke up this morning, I was like, I'm in trouble. Like, it was not, you know.
Well, and we've, you know, talked previously on other podcasts with you guys about what programming you do. So this really does not fit into your programming.
I literally just was like, okay, I'm just going to go for it.
Yeah.
Because I lift pretty heavy for the most part, like I guess for me it's normal numbers, but I guess I have more of like an Olympic lifting type program.
Mm-hmm.
Where I do sets of fives, like 5x5 is like the most volume I do.
Yeah. So overall, I mean, you had, it sounds like, I mean, it was hard, but you made it.
Yeah.
And you did well.
Yeah, that's all I wanted.
You
I
kept
just
moving.
I just wanted to say I did it, and that way no one in here can make fun of me anymore.
What was it? What was the difference in your first Echo bike from your last Echo bike?
2 minutes.
So
the first
8 minutes
I
on the back, 6 minutes on the front. So you had about about a 30-minute push-up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That part, it felt like an eternity.
Mm-hmm.
And I took my glasses off so I couldn't see. So I made sure I wasn't looking at, I just wanted to stay moving the whole time. So I couldn't see, couldn't hear. I had my music in as loud as it could go. Couldn't hear. I was in full.
What
know,
time?
That was at 2 p.m.
Hot.
It was hot.
Yeah.
It was hot. It was fine. Like, I was an extra bike, so.
Very nice.
I wanted to run to make it harder, but the knee's not worth it to me.
Mm-hmm. So. Smart. Yeah. Robert, man, let's transition over. Welcome back. You were in Colorado for a little bit.
Yes.
And you got welcome back with a Murph.
Yeah, that was kind of rough, to be honest.
Yeah. Now, okay, so you got back in town late Saturday night.
We got back between 2:45 and 3 a.m. Sunday morning.
Sunday morning. Yeah, so real late Saturday, early Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then did you work out at all Sunday?
I did. I did Mayhem Saturday's workout.
Yeah.
And so that was deadlifts, handstand push-ups, bike erg.
Because did you work out on vacation?
If you count hiking.
Hiking. You guys, you hiked. Yeah. I mean, you got up to like 15,000 feet.
13,000.
13,000 feet. But, you know, I think that also factors in. You've been training for Murph, I mean, for how long?
I guess Mayhem started it about a month prior, maybe a month and a half prior to Murph.
So you were ready.
Right.
Yeah. And do you think the rest, the rest from, we'll call it CrossFit, helped?
I would have to say yes. This was probably the best I've ever felt after Murph. But then no, because during Murph, I was really struggling. So it's kind of...
More than you thought you should have been?
Probably. Most likely more than I should have been.
Do you think that's because you guys were out of town and traveling or...
I think there's a lot that ties into that. I think it was just being at high altitude for so long. I stayed hydrated pretty much the whole week. I think it's probably just lack of sleep I was getting at high altitude. I wasn't sleeping very well. So I think there's just a number of external factors that played a role in that.
Did you have a plan going into it?
None other than I was actually going to do it partitioned this time. Last year I did it unpartitioned. So this year I was going to do it partitioned with strict pull-ups.
So you wore a vest.
Wore a vest.
And then you did strict pull-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you partition it?
You had
a very sophisticated
way. It was very complex, honestly. I think it was like 15 rounds of 5 pull-ups, 10 push-ups, 20 squats. And it was to basically knock out the air squats quick. And then after that, you go into 5 rounds, 7 pull-ups, 10 push-ups.
So the squats are over
after the first 15
rounds, and then you finish with just squats and push-ups. Right. I mean, just push-ups and pull-ups.
Right.
And how'd that work out for you?
That worked out for me pretty well. Towards the end, the last round or so, I think I actually just did kipping pull-ups because I was just so tired and ready.
Your butterfly was gone?
No, it was just
straight. Oh, you were straight. Oh, gotcha. That's right.
So I think the last 7, I just did kipping because I was ready to be done, just start the run. But the push-ups felt great. Air squats felt great. Even the pull-ups felt great.
Would you do that partition style again?
Probably not. Well, I'll probably go straight through next time.
100, mm-hmm. 200. If you were to partition it, though, again, would you revisit this?
I think I would, just to get the squats out of the way.
How'd that last run feel?
Miserable. That was probably the slowest run I've ever had in my life.
Uh-huh.
Ever. With or without a vest.
What was your finishing time?
52:50, which was a PR, but I wanted sub 50, and I think I started the run right at 39:50.
What was your most previous Murph time?
It was like 56:45.
Oh man, so it's a
4 minute.
Yeah. 4 minute improvement. How many times have you done Murph?
At least a handful of times. Mm-hmm. I don't know to be exact. At least a handful though.
What do you think gave you the 4 minute PR this year?
Man, honestly, I think it just has to do a lot with my, honing in on my nutrition, the programming I've been following for pretty much the last year. I think it's just a lot of that. And then also competing with these guys on a regular basis, Brandon and Kyle. So I think they kind of pushed me. And unfortunately, I didn't have them I had Brandon to go up against, but Brandon was going straight through. And so it was just one of those that I was still trying to get that push to try to finish ahead of him, even though I knew he was going straight through.
Yeah, you did it in the 8 o'clock class.
Right.
And then coached the 9:30. How was the turnaround of coaching?
I was still sweating. I think my whoop still detected activity. So I think, right after the first run, too, immediately going right inside this indoor area, after round 3 of the 15 rounds, I was like, this is going to be a long 15 rounds. So It was tough.
Now the Whoop. What did it tell you? Did you learn any vital information?
According to the Whoop, it said I spent 38 minutes at 80 to 90% of my max heart rate, which is 30 minutes longer than previous. So that I think that definitely tied in coming in from Colorado.
So. Wow. So the last time you didn't spend that much time in your max heart rate?
No. No, I should have looked it up, honestly, because I know I did it last time, too, and I should have looked it up from last year to this year.
Did it tell you how many calories you burned?
I think it was like 1,100.
1,100 calories. What'd you eat after?
All right, so I went to Walk-On's. I had the buffalo chicken sandwich with an extra bun because they give you two patties. And then some mozzarella logs.
Oh, yeah.
So I ate.
Was it awesome?
It was so good. And afterwards, I took like an hour long nap.
But oh, it was yeah. Now, so are you sore today or yesterday?
I'm actually sore, but like I said, this was probably one of the best I've ever felt after Merv. So I'm sore, but it's not anything crazy. And biceps aren't sore like they typically are. Maybe it's just the middle of my back. Lats a little bit, but everything else feels great.
Yeah, awesome. Now in the classes that you've coached, has people been pretty sore?
Oh yeah, I mean I'm assuming so because we haven't had too many big classes except for 9:30. So I'm assuming there's a lot. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I think when I came back yesterday to coach the noon class, not a single person in the noon class did Murph. And then I think at 4 or 6:30, I think only two people did Murph. So yeah, those who are showing up either are just not recovering or didn't do it.
Makes sense. Well, awesome. Brandon, let's transition. You were right next to Robert in that early morning 8 a.m.
I was.
How'd it go?
It wasn't too bad. It was definitely a challenge for sure.
Did you feel excited about it going into it?
You know, I wasn't real sure what I was going to do. You know, I asked Kyle, like, you know, how are you going to do it this year? He said, I've only done it straight through always. He said, if I do anything different, I might do it strict. And so I knew he was going at 9:30. And if I did it just regular, or we'll say butterfly pull-ups, Kyle was going to come in and do it strict and then one-up me.
Exactly. So, it doesn't matter your time.
My time. If he just did it strict, he's going to one-up me. So I was like, well, I guess I got to do it strict just in case. So I ended up going straight through, and I did it strict. And
With a vest. First time to do it like that?
So strict. Last year I did it unpartitioned, and then the time before that I did it without a vest, and it was partitioned. So every year it's actually been I've done like a harder version, right? Mm-hmm. So my first time doing it, I did no vest, and I went 3:6:9, and I finished it in like 36 minutes.
How many rounds is that?
It's like 33, and one round you do like 4:8:12.
Really?
Yeah. And so like I just put like 33 marks on a board and just like marked them up.
And you finished
time.
It in 36 minutes?
Yeah, it was like 36 minutes. It was super fast.
But, with no, anyway, no vest.
With no vest. Okay. Yeah. And that was like when I first started CrossFit. And then I think it was 2 years after that. Or no, the next year, I think I ended up getting sick or something. I don't know if I actually did it. And then last year, I did it straight through, but I did butterfly pull-ups.
With a vest.
With a vest. And I got 52:24, I think is what it said last year. And then this year was strict with a vest, and I only added 3 minutes. I did 55:21.
But much harder?
I wouldn't say it was much harder. I mean, I think I just added 3 minutes because I went strict pull-ups versus the...
Everything else pretty much went the same?
Everything else went pretty much the same. Last year and this year, my squats were pretty much unbroken. I broke one time.
You did 300 squats in a row?
Yeah. Never stopped. I shook one leg on like rep 160. I moved my left leg for like maybe a second. I had like this like little twinge in my calf.
Wow.
And then after that, I just like kept going. And it was like one of those things. I was like at rep 40, and I was like, okay, I'll stop at 50, and I'll do 6 sets of 50. And then I got through 50, and I was like, I'll stop at 60, and I'll do 5 sets of 60. And then I just kept going.
Wow.
And so, yeah.
When you took off for that run after 300 unbroken squats, was it like a little bit of a like wobbly?
A little bit. I wouldn't say it was too bad. And we've been training this for this for like 5-6 weeks now. So it wasn't like just terrible. And I think air squats, like high volume air squats, is like in my wheelhouse. So it wasn't like just too bad for me.
Yeah. And it had the push-ups go.
They're awful.
Yeah.
The push-ups are always like tough for me. I think just even in like a workout that has maybe 50 or something like that, it tends to be a little bit harder for me. So I started off with fives, and I think those went to threes and twos and fours really quick. I think around like maybe 40.
Mm.
So
any soreness?
My shoulders, like my chest and lats, were a little bit sore yesterday, but today not too bad. My legs were not sore yesterday, and then today they are.
Mm-hmm.
So
So if you keep making it harder every year, how can you make it harder next year?
You know, I don't know. I was wondering that. I think I want to do partition next year just because, like, I feel like I've earned it.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, I don't know how what I could do to make it harder. Maybe go a heavier vest or something. Or just, you know, try to PR my time next year of doing it strict again.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was really kind of happy to see that my time difference between last year and this year was only 3 minutes difference, and I went strict versus like kipping.
What, so, I mean, on a strict Murph, what's the strategy on the pull-ups? Just
I started off with threes, and I have pretty decent like pull-up strength. I think I can do quite a few when fresh, and so like the first like 60, I did threes, and it was like three, step back, turn around, and then step back up, and then three, and it was just very consistent. And then once I got to 60, I started hitting doubles, and I think when I got to the 90s, I started doing singles, and it was just like to get these over with quick. So it was like single, and then drop, grab the bar, single, and then drop.
What was your pace on the runs?
7:45 on the first one, and then the second one was right around 9 minutes.
Okay.
So,
and your whoop data?
It was, I think I had like a 17.1 strain.
Which means
like, so a 21 is like the highest you can get, and I think really it's like a 20.6 is like the highest you can get. I've never seen anybody get a 21. So 17.1 is pretty high for me. My average strain in a normal workout or in a normal day is like a 12. And so this was...
Way above that.
Yeah, way above that. And so my strain was that high by 9:30. And I still had the rest of the day to go. My normal strain after an entire day of work and exercise is like a 12.
Wow.
So,
how many calories did you burn?
I don't know. I think on the day, I don't remember looking at the workout, but on the day I was close to like 3,000, and I'm normally like 2,500.
So maybe somewhere around like Robert, 1,100 calories, 1,000 calories.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. Good job. Yeah,
thanks.
Kyle, man, I didn't realize we were going to save the beast for last in the rotation, but the rumor on the street is you did Murph twice on Monday.
This rumor is correct.
And so
it should be a rumor though.
So I guess let's let's talk about your first Murph on Monday. which was with the class at 9:30.
Uh-huh.
And what did you do? What was the strategy?
I did the same as Brandon. 1 mile, then 100 strict pull-ups, then 200 push-ups, 300 air squats, 1 mile.
And what was your time?
63:12.
Brandon, what was your time?
55:21.
I have an automatic vest. I weigh like, what, 50 pounds more?
Have you ever done it like this, strict?
No, I've always done butterfly or kipping. So,
Have you always worn a vest?
Yes.
Have you done Murph quite a few times?
I think this was my fifth and sixth time.
And oh, yeah. That's right. So when you went this strict strategy, did it make it a lot harder?
You know, it was actually, I thought it was easier because I had to go slower.
Yeah.
I mean, my pull-ups were, I started with twos, and I did two every 15 to 20 seconds for approximately 12 minutes.
So it's not a heart rate issue in the beginning.
No, it's a muscular failure.
But then push-ups, too, is kind of muscular failure.
Definitely there, too. I did threes and twos the whole way, so...
Do you know how long just that pull-up push-up chunk took you? Did you even pay attention?
It was about 12 minutes on the pull-ups, and then I don't remember what the push-ups were, but it was a lot longer than that.
Did you look at your run time when you got back from the first one?
The first one was about 8:50, and then the second one was about 10.
At what point did the pull-ups just get, like, shot?
Probably 94.
Oh, so when you're almost done with them.
Yeah, it was a good strategy for me.
And then push-ups?
They honestly, I mean, I was able to keep threes and twos for the most part. I just paced it.
So you just did them, rest on your knees,
mm-hmm.
get up, go again,
mm-hmm.
the whole time?
Yeah, yeah.
And squats?
that was where I kind of fell apart. Yeah, I don't really know what I did there. It just was just kind of sporadic.
Was it just kind of all, like, when you say fell apart?
This is why Brandon beat me.
I think it was like 30 sets of 10.
Yeah, it might have been something like that. I mean, I started really slow, and that wasn't really working for me. And then I was like, I'll do 10 really quick, and that wasn't really working for me. So then I started walking around the room. I was like, this isn't really working for me either. And then everyone else left. I was like, man, this is not working for me.
So when you took off for that run, were your legs shot or were you exhausted?
Yeah, I was pretty tired.
Okay, so I remember you taking off.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, you came back so fast with TJ. Like, you were probably well beyond the visible sight of the second entrance of the car dealer or car people. Yep. And you were sprinting. How long did y'all sprint?
So we probably picked it up every 400 meters. And then the last 200 was a sprint, but I mean, he was yelling at me, like, literally.
Yeah. I mean, but you were running hard.
He was yelling at me. So what am I supposed to do?
Yeah. You just looked, I mean, what was going through your head?
I felt better as the run went on. So it honestly, like, did not feel bad on the way back.
So if TJ's not yelling at you, are you not running that hard?
Probably not that hard. Yeah. I usually like to sprint at the end.
And you're a big dude, so I just remember being like, dude, you're just like, you're like sprinting with a vest.
I had my ugly face on.
You
too,
were just
so.
Going hard.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's first.
That's
Murph.
The first one.
That one was at 9:30. Mm-hmm. You know, done somewhere around, I guess, 10:30 or whenever we got done with the class. And when did this second Murph happen?
Well, yeah. So that was about 1:55 p.m.
So just 3 hours later.
Mm-hmm. Ken was going to do it by himself. And I, you know, for some reason had a lapse in judgment and agreed to do it. I mean, he didn't even ask me, but I was like, I'll do it again. I feel okay. You know, I think doing the strict pull-ups saved my joints a little bit. And so I actually felt okay.
Yeah.
And luckily I left my vest here, so I didn't have the option to do it vested.
You eat after the first Murph?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you have?
I choose not to disclose.
Pizza and wings.
I had two slices of pizza and a protein shake. So
I mean, you stopped at two. That's not bad.
Yeah. It wasn't the right brand. It wasn't the right
brand. And then by the time 2 o'clock comes around, you feel good?
I felt okay.
Replenished, hydrated.
Yeah, I felt okay. Every year I have cramped during the squats on Murph. This was the first year I did not cramp. Mm. So that was a big win for me.
So when you're taking this second round of Murph approach, no vest because you left it at the gym.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? What's your strategy?
I chose to partition it this time for a different stimulus. save my life.
What was the partition?
It was five push-ups, five pull-ups, 5 push-ups, 15 air squats for 20 rounds.
Got it.
And the first 8, I did strict again, and then it was killing me, and so I switched to
butterfly. What was killing you?
Like, the effort.
Oh, yeah, you were just moving slow, felt like...
Well, I mean, I wanted to keep a certain pace, because I was trying to stay with Ken, and he was starting to pull ahead, and so I decided to nix it.
You just went to butterfly? Mm-hmm. Did your butterfly pull-up feel fine?
Yeah, I mean, it was significantly easier.
And push-ups?
Push-ups were the struggle. You know, I felt a lot worse on the second one. Like, I felt pretty bad, honestly.
In what way?
Like, I felt like my heart rate was about to, or my heart was about to jump out of my chest. And it was also, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, a lot warmer.
I was kind of in the sun. Ken had a blistering pace.
It was his first go at it for the day.
Well, he was also wearing a vest, and so I was like, I can't let this guy in a vest.
Was he wearing sunglasses?
Honestly, I can't remember.
My money is yes.
I bet he was. But if it was a lot worse than the first one, for sure. I don't know if it was because of, you know, we've been talking a lot about partitioning and unpartitioning, and you know, it's just like a totally different workout, because mm-hmm. you run into muscular failure on one, and then on the other it's like extremely cardiovascular. I don't know which one's harder or easier, it's just different.
Yeah.
And so that one, like, I don't know if it was the fact that I'd already done one, but it was significantly harder than the first one.
How'd the squats feel?
Pretty bad.
Better round two or
well,
not doing 300 in a row. Mm-hmm. and ultimately not wearing a vest. Maybe
I burned 900 something calories on the first one in 63 minutes, and then 600 something on the second one in 45.
Oh wow!
So my first strain was a 15.8, second was a 13.5, for a total of 18.7. So
I think most of that strain came during the squats too.
Yeah, probably.
How did the runs compare on round two versus round one?
They're probably about the same.
Yeah.
They're probably the same time frame.
Yeah. And soreness yesterday or today?
Awful.
More than ever before?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of funny, like adding, when you add it all together, it's like 4 miles, 200 pull-ups, 400 push-ups, 600 squats.
Yes.
It's kind of dumb.
Okay, so get this. I don't know how he finished, but at Jeremy's gym, somebody was going to do a 24-hour Murph.
No.
I don't even understand.
Meaning, basically, I think he started at 11. No, maybe it was, yeah. I'm pretty sure it was 24-hour or 12-hour. Which is a huge difference, but
yes,
but the main meaning of AMRAP, right? You do Murph and you basically start, you know, you do your mile, you basically are going for 2 miles because you're going right into your next Murph. So I'll come back to you guys, not off the record, offline, but I'll come back and let y'all know how many rounds that guy got. But
how'd you do on Murph?
I did 39.20.
39.20.
But partitioned with a vest. But that was my fastest I'd ever done it before.
How many times have you done it?
Probably 13 or 14. Actually, no. Here's my most memorable Murph, actually, really. This is actually a funny story. So we used to have a group of guys called the Spartans, and they would work out at 7 a.m. And it was college guys. And it was like a college, kind of like they were all like a Bible study group group of guys that would do Bible study together. A lot of them lived together. They would pile up in a Jeep and all get out, like 10 people out of one Jeep. But it was about 17 or 18 guys. And it was their last workout of the semester before they all left for college. And they wanted to do Murph. But they wanted to eat half a dozen donuts and drink a chocolate milk right before. If you want to make it harder, here's your pro tip.
Okay,
so not everybody showed up, but you know, they had a good crew, and they're like, Charlie, do it with us. And I'm like, I don't know what I was thinking, because this is so out of my personality. But I was like, you know what, guys, I'll do it with y'all. This is before we had the cover, so it had to be like 2013 or 12. So we ate, literally all of us. We just sat around. They had all, we had all the donuts. I ate six glazed donuts and drank a chocolate milk, like gas station chocolate milk.
Do you
milk.
Start the timer before you eat your donuts?
No, so no, like we did it.
Timer,
well,
donuts, and then
we,
run?
We ate and then we started the timer.
Okay.
And, you know, first of all, like, I'm so calculated about, like, every single little thing when it comes to working out, nutrition, everything. So this, like, totally threw my whole thing into a... So this was 7 a.m. I remember going out for this run, and it was before the turnaround at Wild Rye. And I just start feeling this chocolate milk just swishing around in my stomach. Oh, it was the worst feeling. Came back. I never puked, you know, did the workout. I mean, a few of those guys were puking everywhere. And by 10:30 or 11 in the morning, I just like was so tired, like almost to the point of like, like so lethargic and felt terrible. But you know that, I mean, I don't remember my time, but that was a funny. They just wanted to do Murph and they wanted to do that. But yeah, no, this I've done it several times. This year I felt like I was I kind of told you guys this, the most physically prepared based on our programming that we've been doing in
You've
classes.
Been a lot of aerobic capacity too. Lately.
I've been doing that absolutely helped prepare me because it is essentially a cardio workout in when you break it up. And I was having a conversation earlier this week with Jeremy from CrossFit Central, and his goal was sub 40. So that's kind of what planted the seed in my brain. I'm like, you know, that's a realistic. I thought, you know, based on all the training that we've been doing and I'm keeping track of all these things that we're doing, I'm like, I mean, that's a 10-minute mile both times and a 20-minute Cindy. And so it definitely, I think at round 15, it got harder for me than I thought it was going to get. Just physically. Like I started feeling like I broke up my push-ups, I think, around round 16 that I didn't think I was going to have to break up.
Did you do 5, 10?
5, 10, 15 the whole time. And, but the butterfly was fine the whole time. My squats are really slow. So for me, I recover during the squats. That's my form. Like I would do the 5 pull-ups and 10 push-ups probably in 13 seconds, but then the squats in like 35 seconds. Mm-hmm. So for me, the squats are where I bring my heart rate back down. I breathe. It kind of gets, you know, and I can do fast squats, but it's really hard for me to do fast squats. In that last run, I took off like right at 30. So I was like, okay, I just got to keep a sub 10-minute mile. And I had my Garmin on, and I remember looking down, and we had watched the movie the night before, The Lone Survivor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've been watching a lot of Rocky lately. So you'd be amazed some of the stuff that I was saying in my head. I'd say it out loud. I'm out there by myself. You know, so there was for a period of time I was like, come on Murph I'm like yelling, and then I was like, no pain, and I'm like going out there because my time was going, you know, I mean, for a little bit I was like, I started out like at 8:50 or 9:10, you know, and then you slowly gradually, and I got to like a 10:10, and that's when I started kind of self-talking. And then running out to the turnaround, I was even saying like, come on, Lord. You know, just saying, I don't know if y'all talk to yourselves when you get tired of working out. And at the turnaround, I was at 4:40. So I felt like, okay, on the run. So I was like, I'm going to make.
This is the 800 meter.
At the 800 meter. And so I felt really good about being able to finish because I hadn't like. Nothing crazy was happening. I was like, now I just got to finish. And then I came back in. So I ran like a 9:20 mile. And the first one I think was like an 8:30, something like that. So not too far off. But I felt, I mean, my heart rate, so on the Garmin, it was like at 172 the entire second mile, which that's a really high heart rate for me. Like I go out and run a lot. I'm usually at like a 138 to 140. That's a normal heart rate. Mm-hmm. So for me to run the whole last mile at a 172, which is really like a threshold for me, that's a hard pace for me to keep, which I think is just cool. Like the reason I ask you guys about your Whoop is when you start measuring those heart rates and you start kind of thinking about your, you know, what you guys call the strain, comparing it from workout to workout can be pretty interesting. So. Yeah, no, I was really like
if you called it a goal going into it, would have been like a sub 40. Cool. And so, I don't even know how to go faster than that. You know, you'd have to. So, but it was fun.
Have you always worn a vest when you do it too?
Not in the beginning. I mean, when I started CrossFit, I couldn't do any pull-ups. Mm-hmm. I had zero. I went to my level one. You guys have heard this. I couldn't do pull-ups. So, like, yeah. The first Murph, 100 pull-ups was, you'd basically just ask me to do something that is impossible. So, I had to build to a vest. And we used to have these really awful vests. We had, like, a few of them mm-hmm. here at the gym that had, like, 1 pound sandbags in them. Mm-hmm. And maybe Robert remember, yeah, like they're just like they move, they, you know, so that was kind of the first vested Murph that I did. And it was probably around like 2014. Mm-hmm. And back then we didn't think to, you know, the thought of doing strict pull-ups was not, I would say never even like something that we thought to do, mm-hmm. you know, it was just like butterfly. I couldn't butterfly until probably like 2017. 18 maybe mm-hmm. like good. So it's all kipping. Well, kipping wears you out way more than butterfly. Mm-hmm. Like you talk about a different workout from partition to unpartition. I think it's a completely different workout from kipping pull-ups to butterfly pull-ups. Mm-hmm. Like entirely different, because the push-ups is where you really start feeling the kipping pull-ups mm-hmm. the most. There's so much more shoulders involved and grip involved in the kipping. And so that might be a cool new way to do it, is kipping instead of butterfly.
Yeah.
Because butterfly is by far the easiest, most efficient way to do the pull-ups. So, yeah. But yeah, no, I thought it was awesome. I mean, one of the coolest parts was just getting everybody in the gym and having big groups. Like, that was, you know,
yeah.
Feeling like, man, we're kind of getting slowly back to normal. So, awesome job, guys. Great Murph. Do it again next year. Parents gonna wear a vest. Yeah. Is it 14 pound for females?
14 for females.
Yeah.
20 for her.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, awesome. Okay, guys. Hope you all enjoyed listening to this, and be sure to continue to stay tuned to our podcast. Thanks. Once again, thanks for listening. If you live in Bryan College Station, we would love for you to come to our gym and start with one of our programs. If you're interested in more information about our services or a free trial, visit us at boomfitbcs.com. That's boomfitbcs.com.